And so why do we need to orient our awareness? Why do we need to orient our DNA? Why do we need to point our satellite dish in the right direction? And what indeed is the right direction? Well, awareness has got a lot to do with enlightenment, and that means bringing light in through the higher centers of the mind, and that means looking up and smiling from the heart. Very, very simple exercise. We can do it now while we're listening to this. Just imagine whether you're driving or standing or sitting down or whatever you're doing, it doesn't matter, eyes open or eyes closed, that you're smiling from the heart in gratitude. Think of something you're grateful for in your life right now. Someone, something, somewhere, some memory, some actual happening, something. Breathe that gratitude in your heart right now. Think of all the love that that invokes, and just be in the feeling of that love and gratitude, and just smiling from the heart in that love and gratitude while you're looking up within. Looking up to the light within you that shines from above, that shines in us all. Our higher centers are drenched in light. So that's the light we need to go to in from our hearts. Breathe in love and gratitude deeply into the belly and filling ourselves with that light and that nourishment. And as we do so, we become more and more enlightened. It's no mystery. It's just you either orient your satellite dish to that light or you don't. If you ignore it, then you live in ignorance. If you ignore it, you live in ignorance. You ignore the fact of your divinity. You ignore the fact of your higher self. You ignore the fact of your overlighting angel, your angelic self. You overlook the fact and ignore the fact of God, the presence of God shining from above, the light shining into the temple. And we love that, and we need that, and we need our minds to be drenched in this light, the light of the Holy Spirit, the light of the Holy Breath, the light of God, the light of life, the light of the world. And it's a metaphysical light, and it contains a lot of information, and that light is designed to be absorbed by our higher centers into our cellular structure, into our brains, creating neurochemical transformations, electrochemical transformations, and electromagnetic transformations, thoughts and feelings. That's all it is, thoughts and feelings, awareness and attitude. You control your DNA. Nobody else does. Outside influences do not define the genetic coding sequences in your cellular structure. Inside agencies define it if we are focused upon them. If we are focused upon them, if our awareness is oriented to the divine within us, to the divine all around us, to the divine in everyone and everything, to the divine in between everywhere. If our awareness is oriented in that direction, and then we can really start to zero in on the presence of life and receive the gift of being. This is why awareness is so important. How does forgiveness relate to this vast subject, this wondrous subject? Well, forgiveness relates in the following way. As we orient our awareness through our mind, our psychology, our archetypal understanding, our mythology, as we orient our minds and our psyches, our unconscious minds, our subconscious minds, our awareness, our conscious minds, everything, as we orient that towards divinity, towards the divine within us, to the divine all around us, our DNA becomes divine, natural awareness. And as we come into that posture, physiological, psychological, emotional, feeling, beingness, as we come into that posture, that gesture, that living mandala of awareness, through the breath, we are very well advised to engage our most optimal attitude. And that is the highest expression of love, the highest vibration of love, which is compassion.